Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Maseches Me'ilah Perik Vav Mishnah Hey Hamafgid Mois Etzel Hashulchani. Shulchani is the money changer. Person that sat by a desk and changed up coins. This person deposited money by the Shulchani. You may remember this from some Gemaras that you learned. This Mishnah was quoted. Im Tzerurin. If the coins that were given, now again, these were Hegdish coins that were given, and of course by mistake, because all Me'ilah is B'shagig. Im Tzerurin, if the Hegdish coins that were given is in a bundle that is tied, and the Batanura explains either it's tied with a special kind of a knot, not the ordinary knot, or it was sealed. This indicates to us that the person did not want the money changer to use the money. So lo yishtamish bem, indeed he's not supposed to use the money. The one who gave you the money clearly is indicating by the special knot of the seal, he just wants you to hold it for him. Lefikach, therefore, im haitzi mal. If the money changer did spend the money, he's over me'ilah. Not the one who deposited the money, the money changer. Because he only gave it to him to watch, so the one who gave it to him didn't really remove it from the Rishus of Hegdish. When the money changer spends the money, that's when he's taking it out of Hegdish. He's the one that would be over Me'ilah. Im mutar, however, if the coins were not tied together, they were loose. When we use the word mutar, we say it's mutar, you're allowed to do it. That's what it means. It's usur, that it's tied, you can't do it. Asurim is a prisoner. Maybe you remember that word from Parshas Miketz. So usur, you're tied, you can't do it, you're not allowed to do it. Mutar means it's open, you can do it. But in this case, we mean it more literally. Im mutarim, if it's open. But open doesn't mean mamish open. We don't mean mamish literally. Open means that there was no special knot and there was no seal. Then yishtamish bem, the money changer can use the money. See, when you give money to a money changer, unless you clearly make a statement and I want you to use it, pashtus, you understand the money changer uses money. That's why you're giving it to him. And he'll give it back to you. So if you didn't tie it in a special way, that's as if you're giving him a green light to use it. Memeli yishtamish ben, he's allowed to use it. But lefikach, therefore, im haitzi, if the money changer winds up using this hegdish money, if he spends it, lo imal. The money changer is not moel behegdish. It's as if, explains about Tanura, the mafke, the one who deposited the money, said, go ahead and use it. So the money changer is doing the shlichus of the one who deposited the money. And therefore, like we learned throughout this peirik, unlike all other places where we say ein shlich l'dvar avera, over here we say it's the one who sends him that's chayiv, not the shliach. Now, eitzel balabai is if a person by mistake gave coins of hegdish to a regular balabai, it's not a professional money changer. Benkach u'benkach, then either way, whether the coins were tied or they're loose, lo yishtamish, we're not supposed to use it. Someone says to you, can you watch this money for me, please? You're not supposed to use it. A money changer, unless it's tied, we say, Mustam, he meant I should use it. But a regular person, either way, lo yishtamish, he's not supposed to use it. Therefore, im haitzi, if a regular person spent the money, he's the one that's chayav amila, being that he wasn't supposed to use it, so he's not considered a shliach of the balabayas. Hachenvini, what about a shopkeeper? See, we have a machlokes. Reb Meir says, Hachenvini ke balabayas, divi Reb Meir. It's true a shopkeeper takes money and gives change, but he's not a professional money changer. If you give money to a shopkeeper, you didn't mean for him to use the money, says Reb Meir. And if he does use it, he's the one that's moel behegdish. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda says, ka shulchani, that a shopkeeper is like a money changer. A shopkeeper has to give change to his customers. If you give him money that's not sealed or not tied, the understanding is he can use it, or like borrow from it. And therefore, if he winds up spending it, he is doing the shlichus of the one who gave it to him. And it's the one who gave it to him that's moel behegdish, not the shopkeeper. So once again, if you give money to a shulchani, you deposit money to a shulchani rather, and it's hegdish money, and it was by mistake. If it has a special knot or it's sealed, he's not supposed to use it. If he does use it, he's the one that's moel behegdish. If it was not tied, if it didn't have a special knot, then it's as if you gave him the green light to use it, and even if the shopkeeper does use this hegdish money, it's the one who gave it to him that would be moel behegdish. By a balabayas, either way, whether the coins are tied or loose, he shouldn't use it. Therefore, if he does use it, he's moel behegdish. And by a shopkeeper, there's a machlaikas. Rav Meir says the shopkeeper has the din of a balabayas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, being that everyone knows that a storekeeper gives change when you give him money and it's open, that's the same as giving it to a money changer.